Last year, investigators with the Phoenix Police Department came to Philadelphia to get help solving a homicide that had gone cold. They were running out of leads, and they sought help from a local group with an international reputation, though one which many Philadelphians have probably never heard of. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
New developments tonight in the Canal murder case. For the third straight day, detectives continue to collect evidence at that home, both inside and outside of Brian Patrick Miller's house.
And they've got their
For decades, the Phoenix police couldn't figure out who killed two women and left their bodies near the Arizona Canal in the early 1990s. But then, this year, they got a break in the case after investigators followed up on some evidence highlighted by a Philadelphia group.
Well, it's a little-known group called the VDOC Society. It's made up of the best criminal minds in the world. They act as confidential consultants, helping law enforcement solve cold cases.
The guidance led to new leads and evidence and was enough to get a confession. Private investigator William Fleischer says the group was born while he had lunch in Rittenhouse Square with a good friend and an acquaintance. All three had backgrounds in criminal investigation and got to talking about cases they were working on. Before they knew it, hours had passed, and the sun was starting to set.
I say, wow, that was great. This has been very intellectually stimulating. We always do this on a regular basis, get together with people of like interest in forensics and see if we can solve some old crimes. I said, oh, great idea. Let's do it. I said, let's do lunch. I said, I'm going to do it.
And he did. Fleischer sent out lunch invitations for the group's first meeting to about 25 experienced criminal investigators and forensics experts. At first, they wanted to tackle famous cold cases just for the mental exercise. Maybe take a look at the Lindbergh baby kidnapping or try to figure out who Jack the Ripper really was. But after one member spoke to parents of children who'd been murdered, the group shifted its focus toward more recent cold cases, hoping to have a chance to catch living perpetrators.
Our purpose is to act as a catalyst between law enforcement investigators, prosecutors, victims' families, and the press, a very important component to getting cases solved, the media. We just give our opinion.
They called themselves the VDOC Society, after an early 19th century criminal turned detective.
Eugène-François VDOC is considered the world's first criminal investigator, and the first private investigator.
To enlist help from the group, small and medium-sized police departments have to apply. The case should, at minimum, have a body, a crime scene, and some physical evidence to go on. The VDOC Society meets once a month and only hears one case per meeting. In May, it was a triple homicide from the late 1990s that also took place in Arizona, but this was at a desolate campsite in a rural part of the state. Former FBI agent Chuck Jones was making the presentation. He's now a volunteer cold case investigator for the Coconino County Sheriff's Office.
Now, this case, we know who the victims are. We just don't know who killed them or why they killed them. So it's a big puzzle, and we're hoping that all this experience is in this room. It can give us some good direction on how to move forward and maybe get something done.
Jones's audience at the Upscale Union League in Center City, Philadelphia included lawyers, retired special agents, DNA experts, a profiler, and a polygraph examiner. After a quick lunch, Jones starts in on his PowerPoint presentation.
And, have any of you people been to Arizona, northern Arizona? Few of you have. It's wide open country. It was nothing for us.
He and his partner talked through each detail of the case, from Coconino County geography to crime scene evidence to the autopsies.
This is Richard Barnes. He is found inside the trailer, right at the trailer door. His feet are up against the back wall of the trailer.
Jones also highlights the parts of the case that are stumping investigators. For example, there were more bullet holes discovered at the crime scene than shell casings found on the ground.
Does that mean they were never on the ground? They were in a revolver, something like that. That's what we had this lunch for. I want everybody's opinion on that.
Over the clinking of plates and glasses, VDOC Society members chime in with questions about the case. One man asks if any of the victims had recently come into any money.
Was that known to an assailant? Was that somebody, a nephew, a son, somebody needed money for a drug habit or something, but, you know.
About 2 hours later, the presentation ends, and some VDOC Society members file to the front of the room to give the men from Arizona their 2 cents. Most will write down their recommendations and mail them to Jones and his partner later. Although the VDOC Society hasn't always kept records, the group estimates it's heard about 200 cases. It's a lot less Sherlock Holmes than you might expect, but the goal is the same, says VDOC Society Chairman Benjamin Redmond.
I mean, there's a lot of letters that come through requesting that we get involved, most of them from family members. And if you can do something that's going to assist people like these two very trained, experienced investigators in solving that case, I think that's what I get out of it.
For WHYY News, I'm Joe Hernandez.